I would do anything for love, but I won't do that. How about doing this? Shut the f*** up.
This is the RX Power Hour. Powerlifting, strongman, and superstar athletes. Welcome to the RX Power Hour. Here's Mike Johnston and Brian Hildebrand.
Yep, it's that time. It's the same name, new voices, and a new purpose. Welcome to the RX Power Hour Strength Radio. The definitive name in strength training, nutrition, and promotions in the strength sports industry with me, Brian Hildebrand, and my bearded cohort in Columbus, Ohio, American Strongman Corporation Vice President Mike Johnston. Mike, how you doing tonight, bud?
I'm doing all right, brother. It's a big week for American Strongman, American athletes, you know, all over the United States competing.
It's a huge week for you. You've got to work all week, and when do you fly out? Thursday, right?
Yep, I'll be leaving Thursday, headed out there. My partner in crime, who we'll be talking to later on, we'll let her talk about it, but boy, she's had a whirlwind tour here the past couple of weeks.
I've been following her Twitter from China, and it's funny because it pops up on three different feeds that I have, and I don't know how she's doing it, considering what she's doing right now as we speak.
Oh yeah, she's got some drive and determination, you know. But she's all over the map. I'll tell you that, brother. Those Twitter feeds, it really does work all over the world.
Does she share her first grade up? Does she share her upgrades and to first class with you at all when you guys travel together? Because she's got as many times as she's been to China in the past year. You would think that she's getting some good frequent flyer miles and upgrades out of it.
I'll tell you what. You know, I'm still riding coach, stuffed between some old lady and some little kid with a cold.
Yeah, trust me. We're flying out Wednesday, tomorrow. And it'll be interesting. We normally fly American and have no difficulty, but somebody else booked our flight. So we have to go from West Texas. We're actually pretty close to Albuquerque, and we have to fly all the way to Houston, which is 9 hours the wrong way by car, just to get on a plane to go back to Vegas. So it's going to be a long trip, and we're flying with Delta or United or one of those. So we don't have frequent flyer miles, no upgrades, no free bags, nothing. So it's going to be a painful ride tomorrow, riding in the back of coach with the same snotty kid next to you, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, they'll probably stick you right next to either a big fat guy or a big fat lady too. It seems like every time I fly, they find the biggest person to sit me next to. I mean, it's like they do it on purpose.
Yeah, exactly. Kerry Jenkins had posted a picture of Facebook earlier this week when her and Mike flew out to L.A. for One Strongest Man. And he is sitting exit row, and she is like four rows up in front of him, and Mike's trying to not get into the middle seat, into the person next to him, and spill into that seat. So he's leaning way out into the aisle. There's no way that they're going to get the beverage cart past him because he's got this big side of beef hanging off of his shoulder, blocking the whole thing. And he's got a mohawk that nearly touches the ceiling. And it was a pretty funny picture. I couldn't imagine being 6'6", 400 and traveling. You know, even at my size, it's a pain in the butt.
Yeah, and if I was on a plane, that's the guy they'd have sat me next to.
Yeah, exactly. So you're leaving. Kind of give me a rundown of what happened. I know that Dion and yourself will be there Thursday to start the unload of the trailer. Now, you don't have a company that comes and picks up all your equipment and ships it out there, and then an expediter picks it up at the convention center and delivers it out there, and then you come in and oversee the setup. That doesn't work that way for you guys. Kind of give me a quick breakdown of what you guys have to go through for every one of these events that you put on inside a convention center, say at the Europa or the Olympia or the Arnold.
Well, actually, we do have a company that does all that. It's called American Strongman Corporation, and we have this awesome moving guy. His name is Mike Johnston, and he comes in with him. But, you know, the convention centers, working with the convention centers isn't too bad on the setup. As many years as we've been doing it, we kind of make friends. You know, a free t-shirt greases a lot of wheels, and, you know, so... people will make concessions, try to get us in a little bit earlier. The unions, like when we go to a union convention center, the right. unions by rule have to move your stuff in. If you can carry it in your hand, the union will let you bring your own stuff in. But if it's something that has to be moved by pallet or by jack or whatever, the union has to move it. Well, when they see us coming and, the stones are in the back of the truck and these giant dumbbells and chains and huge steel frames, and they see the ASC truck all loaded down, the trailer all loaded down, the rubber mats and the whole thing. They're like, by rule, we have to move it. And the first couple times I was like, well, there it is, go after it. And they're like, well, actually, why don't you guys can move it yourselves. So they've been pretty cool about letting us bring our stuff in. And, they're even there to help. Sometimes they'll bring the, especially like in the Las Vegas Convention Center, where we're located for the event, for the Olympia, for America's Strongest Man. When you come into the event, we're right there in the front. That is all the way across. What's that?
So you're going to be there this year. That's nice, because last year, the Olympia Strongman Challenge, you guys were kind of over in the back to the far left up against the wall. So you guys got a better spot this year?
No, actually, though, if you come in the front door, we're in the same spot. And if you come in the back, it looks like we're up against the wall. But if you come in the front door, we're right there, because that's where the people enter. Generally, folks that are involved in the show don't enter that way. So it seems like you're kind of way off in the corner, but when you enter through the front door where the ticket holder people come in, that's right where we are. There's a couple booths right in front of us in some space, and then there we are. Now, it's all the way off to one side. It's certainly not right in the middle, but where the staging and all that is, that's really all the way in the back of the convention hall where they do, they had done some of that on-stage powerlifting and that kind of thing. Now, we'll be in the exact same spot, but that's the furthest spot from the bay doors
I would say that would explain it. Usually security makes me go through the metal detectors and they're at the other doors. So I assumed I was going through the actual front doors. Apparently I've been going in through the back door. I didn't realize it. So
no, where they make you go through, that's for anybody that's really suspicious or just looks like a creeper. And so they kind of filter you off to the other side. Yeah. So they do the cavity search, right?
Right. Well,
yeah. The guy with the sausage fingers does the cavity search. Yeah. That's your doorway, buddy.
He gave me his phone number afterwards, so I won't hear what to make out of it, but, it is what it is. It's going to be a long weekend this weekend. It is going to be painfully long, I am sure, for everybody.
Now, we're
going
to have a great time.
It's gonna be a lot of fun. Yeah, and you guys are headed back. You're headed back on Sunday, then, correct?
Yep, Sunday afternoon. I'll head back and back to work on Monday.
Yeah. Well, Sally and I are. The benefits of working from home is that we're going to take a couple of extra days and hang out and relax. We haven't really had any time together this year at all, because her travel schedule's been so hectic going. She's been all over the country. She was just in Finland. She was gone 12 out of 14 days. And so we're going to enjoy a couple of days together and hang out and relax. And it'll be nice. It's long overdue. So this weekend, well, starting on Monday, we had World's Strongest Man qualifying in L.A. I haven't had a chance. I've been so busy getting ready to head to Vegas, trying to get all this last-minute stuff done. I haven't had a chance to read any of the tweets or anything. Have you heard anything about what's going on qualifying-wise?
Well, I've been following a little bit. We have a lot of Americans competing. A lot of, obviously, good quality, top-level guys that are there. And right now, according to unofficial data that I have...
Unofficial, of course.
In the group one, you have the Zdruna Savickas and Derek Poundstone in one and two, respectively. In group two, Michael Jenkins and Hafþór Björnsson, one and two, respectively, with American Nick Best, in third. In group three, Brian Shaw and Misha in one and two. No Americans in that one.
No.
And
other than Shaw, the reigning champion.
Well, other than obviously other than Shaw, correct? But we do obviously Brian Shaw, the defending champ. Vistas Lalas and Irvin Katona in 1 and 2 in Group 4 in fourth place, amateur American, Jerry Pritchard in 4 in that group. And he's actually tied for fourth place with Graham Hicks in Group 4. And then in Group 5, we have Terry Hollins and Krzysztof Retzowski of Poland in 1 and 2. And Michael Burke is in the third position. But actually, Hollins and Krzysztof are tied for first, and Michael is in, you know, third or second, I guess.
Yeah, Kristoff's got some. There's some amazing pressers in every group. They kind of split the pressers up pretty well. Kristoff's an awesome presser, and so it's not surprising that he and Terry are leading the group. Michael Burke certainly has held his own. You know, we saw him at the Arnold do really well his first time out, and it doesn't surprise me at all. I wonder where Matus Barron, what happened with Matus? Do you have any idea?
Let me see. Okay, Matus Barron, he is in fifth place. It looks like there's, six athletes in Group 1. He is in fifth place. But they've only done, it looks like Group 1 has only done maybe, and I'll tell you what, I'm looking at this this spreadsheet, and it's been updating all day long. So some of the events are incomplete. It looks like they've only completed 2 events, Group 1, according to what I'm looking at here. But again, this is all very, very unofficial. I mean, heck, Michael Jenkins' Group 2, according to what I'm looking at, looks like they've already completed 4 events. So I'm not sure how their timing is, how they're doing this stuff, but some groups really do seem further along than others.
Right. Yeah,
that's just what I have right now.
Mike Jenkins tried to explain to me how they were going to do the breakdown of qualifying groups and events, and it seems kind of interesting because they're scattered all over the L.A. area between the casino that's the primary sponsor, the big grass lawn out at the Queen Mary. They're out at Universal Studios, and I think that they're actually sharing the space pretty close to where the first couple World Strongest Man events with Kazmaier and the guys took place at Universal Studios. Now, I know they're going out to Venice Beach as well, which is a bit of a trip from all those locations, so it's not surprising some groups may have completed a couple events at one location, and it's going to take time because they're not going to do the other ones until they get to the other location. It's just there. And considering the traffic in LA, it's not surprising that it's kind of goofy and not straightforward. So, best of luck to all the Americans out there. Mike Jenkins and Brian Shaw, I think, are arguably the two favorite Americans in the group. Derek Poundstone, certainly no slouch, who's been number 2 previously, and Mike Burke, who had a real good showing this year, Nick Best did well in Australia, so I think all the Americans stand a pretty good chance in this group, and we'll try and keep up to date and see how things go, and we should, the end of next week, I think it's this weekend, Sunday or Monday, we'll know who's going to be in the finals, and then they compete next week. We'll find out who the 2012 champion is going to be.
Absolutely. And as I'm looking at this list, and I'm looking at it again and again, I thought that Josh Thigpen had earned a spot, but I don't see his name on here. I don't remember hearing about him getting injured. I know that Jerry Pritchard, the amateur Jerry Pritchard, was an alternate, but I wasn't sure who he was filling in for.
It must be Josh, because Josh is in that group with Graham Hicks. Group 4 is Ole Martin Hansen, Graham Hicks, the big Canadian LPJ, Irvin Katona, Tautos Lalas from Lithuania, and Josh were the original athletes in Group 4. So
well, Jerry, there it is, yep.
If Jerry's there, then Josh must have withdrawn due to injury or something. So.
Yep, Josh is not in that group, correct.
Yeah, gotcha. Interesting. So we'll have to keep abreast of that, and I'm sure that if our tuner, our listeners are interested, they can always check out some of the athletes' tweets, Mike Jenkins, Brian Shaw, Derek Poundstone. I know that some of the wives were asked not to tweet as much information this year as they were last year from the Daytona Motor Speedway, where there was lots of tweets going out because they were at a big wide open outdoor with actually really good internet access where they could Wi-Fi out and get information out to people. So I was told that the production company asked the wives and families that were there with the athletes not to send quite so much information out to the general public. Again, because, you know, this is a television production, and I think that's where a lot of people don't understand it. It's a television production where they're filming everything. There's going to be a winner, but we're, as a quote-unquote public's not supposed to really know about it until it airs later on in the year around Christmas time every year.
Correct. And, you know, but you might be able to keep the wives and the girlfriends and mothers and whatever at bay, but they're probably, again, you know, just like last year in the Carolinas, there's probably a good number of people that are out watching from a fan base, you know, amateur strongman all up and down the West Coast and that kind of thing. You know, right. So those are the folks that are, you know, helping this information along. And even, again, although this is all unofficial, even says at the bottom, the results put together from internet sources. So other people are kind of letting the information slip out, and these guys are just trying to put it together so folks can kind of keep up.
Hey, well, you know, for guys like you and I, thank you, whoever put that spreadsheet together to, you know, because it certainly, and we'll segue this in America's Strongest Man this weekend. Mike, my question for you is, who do you think is going to provide coverage? If you want to find out something about World's Strongest Man this weekend, where are you going to go to find out information? Where are you going to see interviews, preview interviews, interviews with the winners of each event? Where are you going to find all that information? Is there any place in particular we could go to find that stuff?
Is this like last week's Billie Jean question?
Yeah, except that has nothing to do with co-ed tennis. So, yeah, it's a long way as
well. Oh, okay. Well, I know that Dion will be feverishly tweeting, and you'll be able to get some Facebook and some tweet coverage. But if you actually want to see some video work and some shots of the event itself, I think the only place that I know of that actually goes to these events and covers them is RX Muscle Strength Central.
I heard the same rumor. And that's the plan. We've got a, you know, last year's coverage. I got a lot of feedback, and people were really happy to see the coverage because, you know, everybody loves to go to Vegas, but sometimes it's just not the right time of the year with kids in school and programs and weekend activities and stuff and football season. And so getting to Olympia to see, you know, your favorite American strength athletes competing, sometimes it just isn't possible. So they were really happy to see all of the coverage that we provided RX Muscle last year. And my plans are, we have a staff photographer that's going to be dedicated to just the event. We'll have an entire huge photo section on the website with tons of great footage for people to look at, and then, you know, interviews, like I said, you and I doing pre-interviews and daily wrap-ups and interviews with all the athletes. And I think that as time goes on, this is just going to build and build and build, and just it's going to be great. I'm really, really looking forward to coming out, and primarily because you guys put on such a good produced program. It makes it easy to want to come out and A, cover it, and B, be a part of it. And so I thank you for having us out there.
Well, I definitely, you know, kind of you and I partnering up here in the past few weeks, obviously, and launching the program and sort of getting going with that. You know, we're spending a lot more time chatting, and, you know, some of that makes me uncomfortable. But for the most part, it's been a very positive experience. But we've worked together a lot in the past. And you know, I got to tell you, the Olympia is one of my favorite venues, and having America's Strongest Man there again is a great time because the fans really love it. You know, people come, but we don't just win over the strongman fans. We win over the bodybuilding fans, the powerlifting fans, and with the 15 athlete list that we have this time, I tell you what, it's very, very exciting because this is a good quality set of athletes that are going to be competing. And these guys are going to be tough. we've got every guy, let me make sure I got that right. We got every guy that turned pro this year is going to be here competing.
Yep.
So all the guys that just got their pro card.
Yep.
It's going to be here competing. We've got two former America's Strongest Men. We've got a couple guys that have been to the big dance at World's Strongest Man.
Right.
We've got Brad Dunn, who's going to be competing in his seventh consecutive America's Strongest Man.
Right.
We've got four national champion, amateur national champions competing. This is going to be a tough show with really, when you look at it from top to bottom, there's no clear guy that says, oh, this guy's going to take it. You know, in years past, you might have looked at Travis and said, Travis is really a step above these guys. But some of these younger guys, Oberst, Devon, Rodriguez, so. These guys are monsters.
Right. Then you got the guys that aren't such monsters, like Caruso, who isn't necessarily a real big guy, but incredible pressing power. He won, two or three events last year at the Olympia, at the Olympia Strongman Challenge. I mean, the guys.
Yeah, this guy. Well, you were saying earlier he beat out Tom McClure in the press. I mean, that's impossible. Tom McClure's got muscles just dripping off of him. I mean, it's impossible.
And he beat Scott Leach, who I saw the video. We talked about it earlier. I saw the video of Scott Leach, who's not competing this weekend because I think I'll let you tell the story. But, Mike, you should see this video. He's got a 460-pound axle that he completely destroys, absolutely destroys this thing. Look up Scott Leach on YouTube and look for the video of a 460 axle. It is ridiculous. And Mike Caruso beat this guy last year, so... Scott's not
going to
be here this year. Do you know why?
Well, he was getting ready for he's going to be a fireman, so he was going through the training, and you know a lot of that training is it's fireman. It was paramedic fireman, but in any case, the training that he had to go through, he had to do some running, and he had to kind of get into shape, and it's a different kind of shape. Again, we talked about it last week. It's not like he wasn't in shape. But it's just a different kind of standard. You know, you've got to run so far, a 3-mile run or whatever the case. And he just, you know, he's providing for his family and that kind of thing, wife and children and the whole deal. So, you know, he's taking care of his career. A lot of people don't remember this, but that's exactly what Derek Poundstone did.
Right.
He got his pro card and then he went off and he had to go to the police academy. So he laid out a strongman for a year or so. You know, obviously getting ready and having to go to the academy and that kind of thing. You know, so some of these guys do that. It's, you know, it's not uncommon.
Well, good. Hey, Mike, we're going to head to break here. Our next guest, somebody who clearly you are very, very familiar with. She is traveling by car. We're actually going to have her live mobile. I heard she's in Kansas as we speak. Just got off a plane, 24 hours ago, probably? Maybe a little over 24 hours ago?
Yeah. I don't think she got home until like 11 p.m. last night.
So she gets home
Central
at 11
time,
last
so.
Night. She gets home at 11 o'clock from China and gets a couple hours sleep, hops in the truck with all the equipment, and she's headed to Vegas. And she's the one and only president of the American Strongman Corporation, one of my favorite ladies in strongman for sure, Ms. Dion Wessels. And we'll be right back to speak with her. But, Mike... On this day, September 20th, there were two birthdays celebrated on September 20th. One was in 1951. One was in 1958. Both of them men, both of them singers. One made it famous singing a rock opera. The other singing cheesy 70s family rock music. Do you have a guess on either of those birthdays? September 20th, 1951, September 20th, 1958. Dream music.
Well, 51, I'd have to go with Roger Daltrey and the rock opera. I mean, because Tommy is really the only rock opera I know of.
But
he might be older than that.
Yeah, no, when I give you the name, you're going to say, yeah, it's a pseudo-rock opera. So, no, it's not Roger
Daltrey. You're tricking me.
When I give you the name. Here, I'll give you the name and see if this works for you. He goes by a different name, but his name, his born name was Marvin Lee Adday. Did it ring a bell for you?
Nothing.
Meatloaf.
I knew more about the lesbian tennis player.
Meatloaf, born this day, September 20th, 1950.
Of course, Meatloaf, Bat Out of Hell. Yeah. Not a big fan. I mean, Paradise by the Dashboard Light, sure, but, you know, I would do anything for love, but I won't do that. How about doing this? Shut the fuck up. That was a terrible song.
All right, now, I know that this next guy, born in 1958, he was part of a family that sang in the 70s, and I know you were a big fan and you wore the bell-bottom jeans and the big popped wide brim collar. Who is this guy that I'm thinking of? Popular in the early 70s.
David Cassidy.
Sean Cassidy. You're close. Sean Cassidy.
There
and
you go.
Sally's sitting behind me with her hand up going, ooh, I know this. Ooh, I know this.
Run, man. I was like in second grade or something.
Yeah, exactly. That was a long time ago. I think I just graduated. No, I didn't. I was
from college.
Elementary school, not quite that old. Mike, we'll be right back. Hang out with us. We'll be right back with Ms. Dion Wessels, American Strongman president. We're going to talk about American Strongman this weekend, and we will be right back.
Custom Stacks Nutrition and its team of dedicated fitness professionals are here to help you achieve your fitness, sports, and body transformation goals. Custom Stacks Nutrition offers discount sports supplements, vitamins, and nutritional products to meet the needs of all types of fitness enthusiasts, from weekend warriors to competitive athletes and bodybuilders, and everyone interested in better health. We offer rock-bottom wholesale prices with easy ordering, top-rated service, and super-fast shipping. All RX Power Hour listeners get 5% off all orders of $100 or more. Just visit CustomStacksNutrition.com and enter the code POWERHOUR when ordering. Custom Stacks Nutrition, your number one internet discount supplement retailer.
Tad the Diet Coach, contest prep guru for bodybuilding, bikini, physique, and figure. Go to TadTheDietCoach.com, an expert on nutrition and exercise science with over 20 years experience in fitness and bodybuilding. Tad the Diet Coach offers a complete scientific and individually focused contest prep or a full off-season plan that is custom tailored for your own unique needs. This kind of diet coaching is a premium coaching service that includes weekly conference calls, individually based diet and supplement plans, specific cardio and workout schedules, and constant contact during the contest prep or off-season process. Tad the Diet Coach, author of the Diet Recipe Cookbook, and also the creator of the Coach's Choice Whey Protein Isolate, which is the absolute best-tasting premier isolate on the market. Tad the Diet Coach will get you to the next level. Go now to TadTheDietCoach.com or send an email to info@TadTheDietCoach.com.
P28 High Protein Bread is the official bread of RX Muscle. Are you looking to incorporate more protein into your meals or just want to enjoy bread again? Then look no further. Try the 100% natural P28 High Protein Bread. P28 High Protein Bread is a formulated revolutionary breakthrough product. Packed with whey protein isolate, 14 grams of protein per slice, 12 grams of carbs, 8 essential amino acids, and made with 100% whole wheat. Fear bread no more. Build a better body with P28. Order today at highproteinbread.com. P28 is also now available at bodybuilding.com and many other retailers. Order now. highproteinbread.com. P28 Bread. RX Muscle approved. Fusion Bodybuilding makes bodybuilding's strongest supplements, and they're committed to giving back to you. Fusion Bodybuilding not only want to promote the bodybuilding lifestyle, but they also want to help build the sport. Bodybuilding is all they do. It's their obsession. You know the feeling. That's why you're here. Visit Fusion Bodybuilding at FusionBodybuilding.com or join in on the conversation on the Fusion Bodybuilding fan page on Facebook, where you'll find IFBB Pro Q&As, contest giveaways, and nothing but in-depth bodybuilding talk. Fusion Bodybuilding, bodybuilding's strongest supplements. Head over to FusionBodybuilding.com today.
So are you from Australia, paying far too much for supplements with the inflating whey and amino prices? Why not check out the all-new RX Muscle Australia for the latest Australian and worldwide content and coverage. While you're there, check out Bulk Nutrient Supplement Store, the official supplement store for RX Muscle Australia. You can visit Bulk Nutrients at bulknutrients.com.au, your one-stop shop, and also check out the all-new rxmuscle.com.au. RX Muscle Australia, the truth in Australian bodybuilding.
RxMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise. Up-to-the-minute news and more. Visit the RxMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows, including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RxMuscle.com. This is the RX Power Hour.
Welcome back. Brian Hildebrand with the new RX Power Hour Strength Radio, the definitive name in strength training. Here with Mike Johnston, AFC Vice President. Mike, you know, we've been talking about Vegas this week and how everybody's going to be incredibly busy, but I don't think busy is a strong enough or bold enough word to describe our next guest.
I don't think anybody really understands the hours, you know, that, and I've talked about it before and you know, ranted about it before. I don't think anybody really understands the hours that it takes to run effectively a professional organization and an amateur organization, to travel from coast to coast in the United States. That's one thing. But then to travel all the way, not just halfway around the world, but all the way around the world, and then still come back and drive the truck to Vegas. But our next guest, of course, my friend, my cohort, Miss Dion Wessels, the president of American Strongman. Thanks for coming on, Dion.
Thank you for having me.
So, Dion, I want to talk. So you got off a plane about 24 hours ago in St. Louis, right?
I got in St. Louis at 10:30 p.m. last night, so I would still be flying.
23 hours ago, you flew from China all the way to St. Louis, and you land. How much sleep did you get?
I probably, you know, because we're talking about a 14-hour time distance, so I couldn't fall asleep, by the way. I fell asleep probably around 2 o'clock this morning, and then I got up. I was supposed to get up at 6, but I overslept until about 6:45, about 4 hours.
Wow. And now you're in the truck, and you're somewhere in the middle of nowhere, Kansas, right?
Absolutely.
And you're headed to Vegas, and you're not driving straight through. You're going to stop and sleep tonight, correct?
We're going to stop in Colorado, then we're going to get up in tomorrow and drive the rest of the way.
Gotcha. I don't know how you do it. I don't think people understand. Now, and it doesn't improve from there. Once you get to Vegas, we were talking about this earlier. You don't have a union company that's going to be there to help you unload all your equipment, right? That's your guys' responsibility?
That's our responsibility.
And now you've got to unload all the equipment. And I saw the event list. And so we're not talking about, you know, a couple of 10 and 25-pound plates and dumbbells. We're talking about tons and tons and tons of equipment and plates and weight and all kinds of stuff that you guys have to unload and get set up before you can start on Friday.
Exactly. As a matter of fact, we're pulling right now. We have about 10,750 pounds.
That's right. You have to have a manifest to be able to take that truck, so it would make sense that you know what you got. I want to talk about China real quick. Now, what you were in China for the 105 guys, is that correct?
I was in China. We did a China loves the USA, and they did a contest just for USA and China. It was no other countries this time. When I was there back in July, you know, we had about 4 countries, but then this time it was just USA and China. And it was we took 105 guys simply because the 105 guys are more competitive with the Chinese athletes as opposed to taking, you know, the bigger guys, because it's no fun to go to someone else's country and just totally beat up all of their athletes. So that's why.
Yeah, it makes you look bad, and they don't want to invite you back next year, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, good. Kind of give me a breakdown. Who was in China representing the U.S.?
We had Johnny Mosquito from New Jersey. We had...
He just won his group in Dallas in August,
yes,
correct?
Yes, he just won Dallas. And Mike Mostel, he won his pro card at Nationals last year. He's from Connecticut and trains under Derek Poundstone.
Right.
And then we also had Sean that Demarine is from California, and he won his pro card, I think, 2-3 years ago in Connecticut. And the other one was Zach McCarley, who is the reigning champion for the 105 National Champion.
Gotcha. And how did our boys do overseas?
You know, surprisingly well. You know, they were kind of, if you haven't met Zach, Zach's always, I don't know if you can make Zach upset. He's always happy-go-lucky. So Zach was just ready to go. He never complained. He was ready to go on anything and everything. The other three guys, it's kind of a culture shock for him at first. You know, it takes a while to get used to. You know, it was all funny and fun for them at first just to see what the type of food and to see the food that actually spares that catches and just try it. But then after you see that for the next 4 to 5 days, it gets old. So it was a little bit of a culture shock for them, and to where they was just like, I'm done eating. You know, white rice became your favorite food while you're there. But they, after the first day, you know, with the rain and everything, after the first day, I think with the sun and the heat, it seems like they got some vitamin D back in their body, and they were ready to go on day two.
Good. And how did we do placing-wise?
Zach won the contest, and then second place was Sean. Johnny was fifth, and then Mike Mastel was sixth.
So we, and how many athletes were there altogether from both countries?
There were 12.
Gotcha. So we did well. We took out.
Yeah, we did very well.
Good for them. Good for you making that happen and get those guys an opportunity to compete at that level, you know, like halfway around the world. That's awesome. Now let's transition this to Vegas this weekend. You're headed there in the truck, all the equipment, 10,750 pounds worth of weight. When Mike and I were talking earlier, we were reviewing the America Strongman, the athlete list, and there's last year was a really good show. This year looks to be, I think, even more so because it's such an interesting mix of guys between, you've got all of the champions, everybody won their pro card this year is coming to compete. And then we've got some of the old guys coming back who, you know, Van, who we haven't seen in a little while, they're coming back. We got Brad Dunn, it's his seventh trip in a row. And then you just had some interesting news for us, too, from the World's Strongest Man front about somebody who's probably going to drive up from L.A. On Thursday to compete on Friday.
Exactly. Michael Burke is probably, you know, he said if he doesn't make the finals, which he's not thinking that he will, he's going to drive up on Thursday and compete Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, now Mike, I've done that trip before, and it's only five and a half hours from L.A. to Vegas. It's not that long.
And Michael was the champ, the Olympia champ last year. Beat a tough field. So he had a good year last year, and took that right into the Arnold, and he's been doing very well this year as well. So it'd be nice to see him, and I really think that that makes some of these moving events, some of these medley events, very, very interesting, because we have a very large field. Some of these guys are really, really huge. We also have a very mobile field of athletes. A lot of these guys got a lot of gas, and they can really go.
Yeah, and the right kind of gas—the kind of gas we want them to have during competition, not the other kind.
Right.
Have you ever been backstage during a competition? They have that kind of gas too. It smells back there.
I've been
the training bags, all the blue Reban stuff. I mean, the only thing worse is probably backstage at the women's bodybuilding.
Oh, I don't know about that. I've been backstage at both, and trust me, the strong men take it. Powerlifters might be the worst because they've got all the suits, and I don't think they ever wash them because it's like a good luck thing during the World Series or something. Those suits.
No, that's a fact. If you wash your suit, it'll break down. You can never wash it ever.
Yeah, but there
you can
is
only
my point.
Spray it with Febreze.
We're talking about, you know, 24 square inches of neoprene per knee or a giant deadlifting suit. If you do the math, I think the overall funk factor has to go to the powerlifting guys. But getting back on...
I haven't washed my deadlifting suit since 2004. It's fine.
You know when the coroners will put that little stuff underneath their nose when they go to do an autopsy, do you find people around you backstage having to do that while you're getting ready to suit it up to lift?
I just thought they were giving me space.
Remember, Dion, we're talking earlier. We were talking about the potential for you coming back to maybe powerlift again. Remember the story about the powerlifting equipment. Okay, keep that in mind.
Oh, yeah. I'm a girl and I don't believe in those tales. So washing is my best friend.
So you don't smell like China anymore in the truck. You actually smell like the
USA. Absolutely not. China smells, everything smells like raw fish. So I don't smell like raw fish right now.
So last year we had America's Strongest Man in Hot Springs, and we had Travis was our winner there, turned to pro in 2004. And then we had later on in the year, we had in Vegas, we had the Olympia Strongman Challenge, and Mike Burke was the winner there. So we're potentially going to have now, and on top of that, who was our other former winner? Van Hatfield.
So we have
three guys who really could push this group, and then we've got other guys like Marshall White, who is I've seen his training videos lately, who is literally on fire, looks incredible. We've got monster guys like Derek Devon and Tomas Rodriguez and Andrew Palmer and Robert Olbers, who's, I couldn't believe at 400 pounds how quick he actually moves in the medley. So I'm really looking forward to this group. I think it's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
I think the group of athletes that we have, some of the older guys, they're going to be surprised at some of the excitement that the new guys will bring. I think it's going to definitely. I could not. I mean, obviously, if Michael Burke makes it, you can't count him out. Being the fact that he was the winner last year, and he does have some overseas experience as well as experience from the Olympia. Experience from World's Strongest Man, but you also you have to think that how have the prelims from World's Strongest Man affected him, if at all. So all of those things will definitely play a part. But then Robert Oberst, he seems very hungry, to prove himself as a professional athlete. He's got a great press, so the last man standing log, you cannot count him out on anything. Van Hatfield, in the past, has had a great press. Brad Dunn has had a good press. So has Marshall White. So all of those athletes can definitely challenge the log list.
Don't forget Chad Robinson.
Oh, I forgot about Chad Robinson. I totally forgot about Chad Robinson.
He's another great presser.
Yeah, then you got Mike Caruso in that group too, because Mike beat and I can never remember his name, the myostatin negative.
Tom McClure.
Yeah, Tom McClure. He beat Tom McClure last year and to win the last man standing event. So I mean I think that event, I think we're probably gonna see at least six, seven guys over 400 pounds, which is huge. And it's going to be interesting to see where those fall. Now, this is broken up over 2 days. We have three events the first day, three events the second day. What are the second and third events on day one on Friday?
It's actually four and four. Start day one. You got a four and four. Start day one with the last man standing log press. Then there'll be at the big dog progressive yoke. And then we'll have a Husafeld stone carry. And then we're going to go old school and go with an Atlas stone shoulder for reps.
Wow.
So you'll have to shoulder that stone.
How big a stone did you put in the truck?
We've got the 330 and the 300, I believe?
Yep.
330 pounds?
Mm-hmm.
That'll be interesting because all the big pressers should be okay with this as long as they've got a respectable, as long as they pick it up off the ground, they should be able to get it to shoulder without difficulty. So that should be proved to be interesting. Now that's on Friday, and then we're fast forwarding to Saturday. We're starting roughly about the same time, just after 12 o'clock. I think it's 12:30 on Saturday. We have four more events. What are our events on Saturday?
We have the Big Dog Strong dumbbell medley with five dumbbells. And the fifth dumbbell will be like a challenge dumbbell. It'll count if you can get it within the time. But it is actually a world record dumbbell. It's 260 pounds. It would be the heaviest dumbbell ever attempted in competition. And then we'll have the farmers, the giant farmers walk and barrel medley. And we'll have the car deadlift for reps. And then, of course, the signature Olympia event, the ASC suicide medley.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that suicide medley looks brutal. Dion, now, are you working as a judge this weekend, or are you working as a timer?
I'll be a little bit of everything, except sports.
A whole lot of everything.
Jack of all trades.
That's right.
Hey, Brian, we got to make sure we get footage of Dion running in high heels this weekend.
Yeah, you know, I don't know how she does it. I've noticed that every weekend she'll come in and she's got her work shoes on when she's getting everything set up, and then she all of a sudden she grows 4 or 5 inches because she's got these, and don't take offense with Dion, but these kind of stripper pump, ready to hit this Vegas strip kind of look. And, I mean, you look good, don't get me wrong, but I don't know how you run around for 2 days in those things and avoid these guys dropping stuff on the ground and almost running you over. I don't know how you do it. I'd fall flat on my face, of course, but...
Of course you would, if you're a guy.
Thank you for recognizing that. I appreciate that.
We're a little bit more coordinated than you are.
Well, I would hope so. Out of the 8 events, what is your favorite event to watch these guys compete in? What do you really like?
My favorite event, probably, I would have to say the Deathmatch.
Yeah?
I would have to say the death medley.
What is it about that event that they really enjoy?
Because that event is going to, it's really going to test, you know, it separates the man from the boy.
Right.
It's either you've got the strength and the gas to survive it, or you don't.
Yeah. And it's brutal. I'm watching it last year. I think only half the guys made it through, if that. I don't even know that all actually completed, you know, out of the half that made it to the last implement, I don't even know that even half of those guys actually nailed the last implement. So out of the 8 events, what is your least favorite event? What makes you cringe that somebody's going to get hurt or that something's going to go wrong or you have an equipment failure? What's the one event that you really don't like?
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, there's got to be something that makes you think,
What makes me cringe would probably be the dumbbell medley.
Yeah? What is it about the dumbbell medley? Are you afraid somebody's going to take out a toe, or what is you thinking?
I'm always thinking that someone's going to drop it on their head.
We've seen a few close ones over the years, that's for sure. Guys dumping it over their back and forgetting to move out of the way. Yeah.
Exactly.
I understand that. Well, the 8 events, like I said last year, you guys put on such an incredibly great show from a production standpoint that you guys never have equipment failure. The equipment that you guys have is clearly the best available, and that's never an issue. So it's going to be good to see. What's in it for the winner this year? How much money are we talking about? And does the winner get to go anyplace?
Well, there's a total of, you know, courtesy of MHP, there's a total of $15,000 that the athletes will split up. And then amongst, I think, what do we do, the top 8, top 10, something of that nature. I believe the winner gets somewhere between 6, I forget what our breakdown is. I believe it's a minimum of $6,000 for the winner, though. They also get, you know, the guaranteed spot at a guaranteed spot at the Arnold, and they're also getting a spot at the Giants Live contest that will be in Australia in, I believe it's in April, in March, somewhere in that.
Nice.
And Michael Burke, and that was why Michael Burke got the spot last year, you know, because of his win at the Olympia. I mean, it wasn't something that was official, it was just something that, hey, you know, they contacted after the show and said, who won the Olympics? Can we have the winner? And which happened, which was Michael Burke. So that was why he got the spot. Unfortunately, last year, because their funding was low and things of that nature, you know, they had to, you know, Mike had to pay for the spot for himself. But this year they are going to pay for that first, pay all the expenses for the athlete.
Good, yeah. And Mike went on to go to Australia and took 3rd behind Mike Jenkins, who won the Arnold this year. And then Nick Best wound up second in that group, and Mike finished off third, which gave him his World's Strongest Man qualifying spot, which is where he's at in L.A. this weekend. So, you know, Mike Best to Mike, and I really hope that he does well in his group. On one hand, I really hope we don't see him on Friday.
Exactly. He would add to the excitement.
Exactly. At the same time, I really hope he shows up because the guy's an incredible athlete. And he doesn't look like your typical strongman. Out of the entire group of 15 or 16 guys, he's the kind of standalone. Nobody else looks like him.
Right.
He looks like a Sunday afternoon Christian Carpenter, tall, lanky guy. He doesn't look like...
Exactly.
He doesn't look like Robert Oberst. Fortunately, he doesn't look like something. You know, he just, and when you meet him, he's just the nicest fella.
Yes, he's a nice guy. You know, Michael Burke, he came into the sport late, unlike, you know, other athletes. So Michael Burke is not dealing with a lot of the injuries that you see a lot of the other athletes, you know, nagging injuries, you know, from 5 and 6 years of abuse. You know, Michael Burke's only got, what, two, maybe 3 years into the sport?
Right.
Yeah, just a couple of years under his belt. We first saw him in 2010 out in Reno. That's when he started competing, and he was at the national championship out in Reno in 2010 at Mass Nationals. So we first got to take a look at Michael.
Yeah, his wife is an incredible supporter and just a really sweet lady. And one of their kids actually just was injured playing football just a few weeks ago and was in the hospital and had to have surgery. So and everything turned out well. So, you know, I wish the entire Burke family nothing but good things. And like I said, on one hand, I hope we see him. And on the other hand, I really hope we don't see him. So either way.
I tell you what will be interesting, not to stir the pot, but you know that's kind of what I like to do. If Michael Burke, you know, and hopefully he makes it through the finals, and I wish the same for all the American athletes, but, you know, some people aren't going to make it through. Be interesting to see if Nick Best doesn't do as well and doesn't make it through the finals, since he lives in Las Vegas, if he were to show up and take a shot at an America's Strongest Man.
Yeah, he lives in Vegas.
It would be interesting to see. However, you know, Nick Best is, you know, an older athlete, so I'm not sure, you know, if his body can hang in there for that length of time to do the freelance and then come and do Vegas.
You know, that is something that he has said.
You and I both are, you know, in our very early 40s, so, and same as Nick Best.
It's a lot of wear and tear.
Yeah, well, trust me, I know all about the wear and tear stuff. I'm past my early 40s. I'm just past that now, so I'm intimately familiar with the wear and tear. You know, I like you said, Mike. I wish nothing but the best for all the American athletes. And,
oh, absolutely.
All of them have an open invitation. Should something happen and they don't qualify for the finals in L.A., they all have an open invitation to come to Vegas to compete, right?
As long as they are an ASC pro, as long as they're a professional athlete, they certainly have an open invitation.
That's true. And we have kind of...
And that goes for anybody that's sitting on the couch. If they're an ASC athlete and they decide, you know, at the last minute, hey, I'm going to jump on a plane and come to Vegas, come on, the more the merrier.
Yeah.
Jump in your car and drive.
Yeah.
You're doing it. If Dion could do it after flying around the world, anybody can make the drive.
Exactly.
Right?
Anybody can do it, absolutely.
Yeah. Good. Get your ride with Dion. The trailer's going by.
Yeah, we just have to add him to the manifest, that's all, right?
Exactly.
That's good. You guys are staying at the Orleans. I wanted to invite you guys, just so that you know, we will be at the RX Muscle crew, including Dave Palumbo and my much better half, Sally Taylor, and a large group of us will be at the Alligator Bar at the Orleans Hotel Thursday night at 10 o'clock. So if you guys want to stop by and have a cocktail with us, everybody's welcome to stop by. We will be there at 10 o'clock to hang out and meet and greet. And I know Dan will probably be sleeping, sawing huge logs by 10 o'clock that night. But
absolutely.
After some long travels. If everybody has an opportunity to stop by, please do. It'd be great to see everybody. Dan, thank you very much for coming on. I know you're exhausted, and hopefully you don't have too many more miles to go before you get to stop in Colorado.
Oh, no problem. Thank you guys for having me.
No, thank you. And we will see you on Thursday. And again, I want to thank Ms. Dionne Wessels, our American Strongman president and current truck driver, taking a load of equipment for this weekend show in Vegas. Dan, thanks again for coming. We appreciate it. And we're going to run the commercial break, pay some bills, Custom Stacks Nutrition, bringing it to you. Until then, we'll be right back.
Custom Stacks Nutrition and its team of dedicated fitness professionals are here to help you achieve your fitness, sports, and body transformation goals. Custom Stacks Nutrition offers discount sports supplements, vitamins, and nutritional products to meet the needs of all types of fitness enthusiasts, from weekend warriors to competitive athletes and bodybuilders, and everyone interested in better health. We offer rock-bottom wholesale prices with easy ordering, top-rated service, and super-fast shipping. All RX Power Hour listeners get 5% off all orders of $100 or more. Just visit CustomStacksNutrition.com and enter the code POWERHOUR when ordering. Custom Stacks Nutrition, your number one internet discount supplement retailer.
Tad the Diet Coach, contest prep guru for bodybuilding, bikini, physique, and figure. Go to Tad the Diet Coach. .com, an expert on nutrition and exercise science with over 20 years experience in fitness and bodybuilding. Tad the Diet Coach offers a complete scientific and individually focused contest prep or a full off-season plan that is custom tailored for your own unique needs. This kind of diet coaching is a premium coaching service that includes weekly conference calls, individually based diet and supplement plans, specific cardio and workout schedules, and constant contact during the contest prep or off-season process. Tad the Diet Coach, author of the Diet Recipe Cookbook, and also the creator of the Coach's Choice Whey Protein Isolate, which is the absolute best-tasting premier isolate on the market. Tad the Diet Coach will get you to the next level. Go now to TadTheDietCoach.com or send an email to info@TadTheDietCoach.com.
P28 High Protein Bread is the official bread of RX Muscle. Are you looking to incorporate more protein into your meals or just want to enjoy bread again? Then look no further. Try the 100% natural P28 High Protein Bread. P28 High Protein Bread is a formulated revolutionary breakthrough product. Packed with whey protein isolate, 14 grams of protein per slice, 12 grams of carbs, 8 essential amino acids, and made with 100% whole wheat. Fear bread no more. Build a better body with P28. Order today at highproteinbread.com. P28 is also now available at bodybuilding.com and many other retailers. Order now. highproteinbread.com. P28 Bread. RX Muscle approved. Fusion Bodybuilding makes bodybuilding's strongest supplements, and they're committed to giving back to you. Fusion Bodybuilding not only want to promote the bodybuilding lifestyle, but they also want to help build the sport. Bodybuilding is all they do. It's their obsession. You know the feeling. That's why you're here. Visit Fusion Bodybuilding at FusionBodybuilding.com or join in on the conversation on the Fusion Bodybuilding fan page on Facebook, where you'll find IFBB Pro Q&As, contest giveaways, and nothing but in-depth bodybuilding talk. Fusion Bodybuilding, bodybuilding's strongest supplements. Head over to FusionBodybuilding.com today.
So are you from Australia, paying far too much for supplements with the inflating whey and amino prices? Why not check out the all-new RX Muscle Australia for the latest Australian and worldwide content and coverage. While you're there, check out Bulk Nutrient Supplement Store, the official supplement store for RX Muscle Australia. You can visit Bulk Nutrients at bulknutrients.com.au, your one-stop shop. And also check out the all-new rxmuscle.com.au. RX Muscle Australia, the truth in Australia. Bodybuilding.
RXMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise. Up to the minute news and more. Visit the RXMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows, including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RXMuscle.com.
All right, this is Mike Johnson for the RX Muscle Power Hour, and this is the House of Pain contest calendar for September 28th. On the powerlifting side, the USPA Olympia Powerlifting Invitational in Las Vegas, Nevada. On September 29th, the Raw Labor Day Bash in Peabody, Massachusetts. Also September 29th, the EPF US September to Remember, also in Peabody, Massachusetts. The US
FTA Olympia Bench Press and Deadlift Invitational will be happening in Las Vegas, Nevada on September 29th. And on the 29th and 30th, the SPF and WBTLA World Powerlifting and Bench Press Championships in Manchester, Tennessee. Over on the strongman side, the River City Challenge in Richmond, Virginia, September 30th. The Oktoberfest Strongman Challenge in Copeland Park, La Crosse, Wisconsin. Currently happening is the World's Strongest Man in Los Angeles, California. That will be going through October 1st. And, of course, the show to remember, the one to be at, September 28th and 29th, America's Strongest Man at the Olympia in Las Vegas, Nevada. And, hey, if strength sports isn't your thing, try the Buffalo Eating Contest or the Burrito Eating Contest in Davis, California, or the Atomic Challenge in Antelope, California. This is Mike Johnston, and this has been the House of Pain contest calendar. House of Pain, only the strong survive.
This is the RX Power Hour.
Welcome back to the RX Power Hour. Strength Radio, the center name is Strength Training, Nutrition, and Promotions in the strength sports industry. You know, Mike, it was interesting having Dion on. I can't even begin to imagine how tired she's got to be.
Yeah, she really doesn't have an off button. You know, when she does crash, I mean, I've known Dion for years and years and years. We've been up and down the road together. So, you know, she definitely gets a chance to rest in the off season and takes full advantage of it. But, you know, for her doing the international stuff, and she's so sought after as far as, you know, just her integrity and the you know, what she brings to the sport. You know, she's always on the go. And I guess it's just a drive, a determination that some people have. I mean, you know, there's, like I said, there's all kinds of different coaching styles. But if some people just respond, if you tell them they can't do it, or if you tell them they're not good enough, or that their product will never make the cut, I mean, they explode and they become a superstar. And pretty much, you know, whatever the motivation was years ago, you know, she's never looked back. And I just don't think the quit is in her. So
No, and I think it's going to take a little time, but, you know, as some of the old guard starts to fall away, people are going to really look to her as a leader in this industry, in this sport, to say, what do we do? How do we continue to move this along? What do we need to make happen? What has been successful for you to get you where you're at?
You know, the dirty little secret is they already do that. And the people that... The people that know the sport, that, I mean, because, you know, here's the thing. Look at the guys that are competing at World's Strongest Man. Look at the list of athletes that's competing in America's Strongest Man. I mean, all those guys were amateurs with ASC, you know, I mean, I beg your pardon, with NAS. You know, having all of the guys that earned their pro card this year competing at America's Strongest Man, that's huge. You know what I mean?
Right.
These guys are in it. They're in it to win it. They are there to lay down the hammer. I mean, Rodriguez, Oberst, Derek Devon, Chad Robinson, those guys aren't going to roll over for anybody, whether you're Poundstone, Jenkins, you know, and a lot of those guys have competed against Mike Jenkins. You know what I mean? So they know him intimately. You know, and I think what's happening now is they see what can happen with ASC when you stay the course, when you stay on the path. Mike Jenkins did what he needed to do. He earned his shots where he got them, and he made the most of them. And these guys want that same thing. Hey, the winner of America's Strongest Man goes right to the Arnold. That's the biggest payout of all strongman contests. And they get a shot to prove themselves, like Michael Burke did, in a Giants Live contest. I mean, what more can you ask for? And they're going to pay for your trip to Australia? I mean, that's a pretty sweet deal.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, we had, and they went to Australia for the Giants Live gig, and that was, I guess it was it would have been in April, and the Americans took first, second, and third. You know, Nick Best finished second behind Jenkins, and like you said, Mike Burke was in third in that group, and they won the Australia event pretty handily. Another European guys came over, but, you know, not taking anything away from those guys whatsoever. They're all clearly great athletes and in their own right. And it's nice to see that, you know, that they've all kind of been raised within the mentality of, you know, have success, create success, and move that success and allow the people underneath you to grow and become successful just like she's been successful. So it's always great to see Dionne. I can't wait to see her this weekend. I want to touch to the 360 cut nutrition training videos that you guys have been doing. Anything, did you guys film anything new this week?
Oh yeah. As a matter of fact, while we were waiting, I was putting together another video. You know, sometimes I'll walk into the gym and Chuck has just created, you know, some of the craziest movements. And we did one today that I looked at and I was just like, there's no way that that's going to feel right. But it was almost like the perfect modified sumo setup where you could kind of practice your squat by pushing your knees out and kind of being on the sides of your feet and kind of opening up your hips as it were when you're squatting. That's one of the things we say, open your hips, push your knees out. And right. And just the movement was a combination of a couple other movements, but it was absolutely perfect. And, you know, stabilizing the spine and the whole thing. And, this guy amazes me. He has more exercise knowledge and probably has forgot more than most people really know. So it's really been a treat to kind of, you know, train with Chuck and kind of get coached by him and put these videos together. And we've been very fortunate with, Scott Hohag and the folks over at Custom Stacks and 360 Cut Nutrition have kind of been, you know, allowing us the freedom to post these videos. And, you know, some of it's been a little bit training videos and that kind of thing. And some of them have been instructional. We're putting together more instructional pieces, as we go. So, it's been a lot of fun to do. Hopefully my editing is getting better. You know, the songs that I put in my videos probably wouldn't be as good as some of the stuff you would pick, Brian. Sean Cassidy The Do Run Run or something. But, you know, whatever.
And by Chuck, I mean Chuck Vogelpohl, the phenom powerlifter whose exploits go along. And he even gave a strong man a shot. He competed at World's Strongest Man, correct?
I don't know about strongman. I don't know that Chuck ever got into the mix with strongman, but one thing that a lot of people don't know is Chuck was a very promising fighter. He was a very promising boxer in his early days. And he had an injury that just, most people would have never overcome, but after that type of a neck injury that he had, he was still able to go on and break world record after world record after world record in powerlifting, but it kind of put his boxing career to the sideline. He had a pretty good boxing career going in his early days. So he's definitely an athlete, you know.
That's funny. I've got Chuck obviously mixed up with somebody else, because I thought for sure he'd competed in strongman at some point, but obviously
he might have. I'll have to ask him. I don't know. We never really talked about it. He might have. I know a lot of back in the day, you know, before there was any kind of a system, a lot of the powerlifters just crossed over. I mean, you know, some of your greatest champions, obviously Bill Kazmaier, Magnus, and they were all great powerlifting champions. The one guy I always remember is Garrett Brandenhorst, you know. I mean, just tremendously powerful guys that sort of crossed over into that strongman world, you know.
Yep, and he was a goofy son of a bitch too. He kind of always did a little oompa dance after he could, you know, after his lift or after, you know, when he competed the World's Strongest Man. He was just a very, very nice guy to meet. I met him in St. Louis circa 98, I want to say. 98 or 99? 98, must have been 99. 98 at Strongest Man Alive in St. Louis. And Harris just a real nice fellow. But we're talking about a few years ago. I'm dating myself.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Not that and your musical preferences.
Well, it's better than your underwear choices. So we'll just leave it at that. Hey, something we forgot to mention. Going back to the very first World America's Strongest Man, you guys actually had a tie with. Don't tell me. I'm going to say it was Van Hatfield and Van Hatfield and the big Texan who competes in the Highland Games, the powerlifter. I'm drawing a total blank. I can see him. Andy Vincent. That's who it is. They tied.
Correct.
Is that correct?
At the first Olympia, and it was a tie, and it was a weird tie too because it was like half points and all this stuff. So we did a countback, and Andy won on a countback, and after that time, we decided that we would never have a countback again, so we always have a tiebreaker. And this year we have a tiebreaker that is not associated with any other event. It's the Milo Fitness Giant Flipper. Milo Fitness, we had the flippers in a couple of different events this year, and we featured them in a couple different events. And we'll actually be doing a period of time, a spot at the Olympia for the fans, for the audience to get out there and try the flipper out. We'll be giving away some signed autographed t-shirts and some things like that. But it's just fun to have a little bit of a fan experience and kind of get some people involved, and they kind of get their hands on some of the equipment, and they get to, you know, goof around with some of the athletes. And we'll be doing that during the show as a kind of an intermission type thing. But this Milo flipper, this guy made it. I haven't seen it yet. It's coming. It's going to be brought in on Thursday. They're going to call me. They're going to be delivering it. I understand this thing is a massive, massive piece of steel, and these athletes will be utilizing it here. In case there's a tiebreaker, it'll be the final event, mano-a-mano, man versus man, and they'll get up there and flip that giant flipper back and forth until there really is one man standing, and that'll be our America's Strongest Man.
Do you have any idea what weight in hand is going to be like? How much are they going to be actually pulling up off the ground?
Somewhere in the neighborhood of 850 to 1,000 pounds.
Wow.
Wow.
So it shouldn't take too long to sort out who the winner's going to be. It's not like we're going to have to order
a pitcher
of beer every 3 minutes, and then once somebody finishes or passes out, we can slow it down after that. We should have an answer pretty quickly if we want a tie situation.
Yeah, it should be. It should happen pretty fast, you know, but like we were talking about earlier, this field is very large, big men, probably, God, I have to go down that list, but over 300 pounds, we've got to have, there's got to be 10 of them that are over 300 pounds.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 11, 12, 11, 12, over 300 pounds for sure.
Because Marshall White's up over 300 right now.
Yeah,
he's definitely over. Definitely Van.
Good.
Derek DeVaughn's over 300.
Obers may be over 400. He may be our only over 400. He told me he was 405 at Dallas. So, and he said he lost weight on the plane. He said he lost weight on the plane.
I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Where when you weigh 400 pounds, where do you weigh yourself in?
The feed store, I guess.
Yeah, feed store.
The scrapyard? I don't know.
That's funny.
Did you get a chance to talk to him? He's an interesting guy. You know what he does for a living? You know what his job is?
He told me, but I don't remember. I know he played football for a little while after college.
Yeah. Okay, so if you're a bouncer at a nightclub, you might have to work. Everybody gets fired up on liquor, and everybody wants to challenge you. I don't know who's challenging 6'6", 400 pounds. You know, but everybody gets a little bit of liquor in them, and they get all cocky. He's a bouncer at a medical marijuana facility. So, I mean, that's got to be like the strongman, the 400-pound strongman's dream job, because you really just sit around eating brownies. I mean, if he's got a plate of brownies, like those people, oh, I got brownies. If there was any trouble, everybody would be like, oh, sweet, dude, brownies. No, how could you have trouble? I think he told me that one time he had to tell this older couple, and I'm like picturing a couple 60-year-old hippies, that they couldn't smoke there. They had to move to the other section.
Wow.
Hey, you guys can't light up over here, but if you light up over there, it's cool. They're probably like, all right, dude, thanks.
That is an interesting job. I'll have to talk to Robert about that this weekend. So, and I have a feeling we'll probably interview him at some point. I expect him to win at least an event this weekend. So out of the 8 events, and maybe a tiebreaker event 9, I'm sure we'll get a chance to speak to him. So I'll have to bring up the medical marijuana job. That's pretty funny. Well, that's good to know. We got a good tiebreaker that we can really deal with versus what happened to Andy at Van and what happened with Brian as Azdrunas last year, World's Strongest Man. So maybe they'll take a cue from you guys and actually create a real event and do it the right way versus doing the pussy count back and relying on mathematics to figure it out.
Yeah.
So,
they steal all of our ideas anyway. What's one more?
That's right. A couple last things. Just want to remind people there's a large invitational happening at the Riviera Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas on October 20th. You can go to hardcorepowerlifting.com for the Bode Pro Bench Invitational. Super long list of pro athletes that have been invited to come join this event. $7,000 on the line. Two events, the biggest bench and the 500-pound bench rep. Max rep total, $7,000 that they're paying out on that. Sean Catterly is the MC for that event. And if you've never seen a powerlifting event, most powerlifting events are snooze festivals. You just want to take it down and kill yourself because you're so bored watching the same thing over and over and over and over again. Sean Catterly makes it fun. He's knowledgeable. He knows the athletes and at least keeps people entertained. And last time I saw him, he looked like a skinny albino LL Cool J circa 1983. So he's quite the guy to watch. He's a great MC. So next to the RX Muscle Crew, I mentioned this earlier, Aaron Singer, Dave Palumbo, Sally Taylor, Dan Ray, the photographer that does pretty much all of our great big show photos on our website, videographer Morgan Pagel. By the way, Mike, I need to put this plug in there for Morgan. Morgan is a sweet, sweet gal. She's beautiful, nice rack, blonde. She lives in the Nashville area, but she's getting ready to move back to Texas into the Houston area. She's looking for a date, and she likes big men. She likes the bigger, the better. When I met her, when I introduced her to Brian Shaw at the Arnold 2 years ago, I have a picture of the two of them together, and, you know, he puts his arm around her. It looks like he's just kind of swallowing her up because he's so massive. She's got the biggest shit eating grin on her face because she's standing next to 6'8", 440 pounds. But you need to help me. Do me a favor. You'll see her this weekend with me. You've met Morgan before, our videographer. We need to find her date. She likes big guys, so help me out with that, please.
Yeah, there's a host of them, and if she can't find them there, you know, maybe we can roll over to that burrito eating contest down in Davis, California. I'm sure there's some big guys there.
Yeah,
probably some big chicks too. You know, strongman's not enough for you. Let's go down to the Atomic Challenge in Antelope, California.
Yeah, it's the wrong.
There's probably
kind
some
of
big men and some big stink.
Yeah, we're the wrong kind of big. We're looking for big, muscular, strapping guys, not the burrito-eating variety. But all of us will be at the Alligator Bar, which is located inside the Orleans Hotel, where most of the athletes are staying. We'll be there at 10 o'clock Thursday night. We hope to see you guys stop by, say hi to the crew. And Mike, we're hoping you and Dion and your crew might have a chance to stop by and shake hands with a few people. Should be a fun event.
Oh, we'll give it a try if we're not still unloading equipment.
That's right. And I'm going to plug this every week until then because it's going to be such a fun event. The Europa Get Fit and Sports Expo in Phoenix, Arizona at the Phoenix Convention Center. Doors open, I believe, at 9 o'clock with events going on until about 6 or 7 in the evening. Now, you guys have the NAS 105 Nationals that weekend. Is that what it is?
No. No, this is the ASC 105 Pros. So all those guys that just came back from China. Zach McCarley will be defending his title, so all the 231s will be there competing, and we will have the Strongman Fitness International Challenge, so guys that will compete from all over the world for their spot at the Arnold Amateur Strongman World Championship and the ASC Strongman Fitness Championship at the Arnold here in Columbus, Ohio in 2013.
Gotcha. And that's all taking place at the Europa Get Fit Sport Expo on October 20th. That same day, you're going to be on one side of the venue. I'm going to be on the other side. We have Bros versus Pros 12. It's already our 12th one, called Double Trouble. More than $3,500 in cash and prizes, $3,500 in cash plus prizes on top of that. The men will have two events, 315-pound squat and deadlift. Total reps is our winner. Girls will do the same two events, but it's based on their body weight. They will squat and deadlift their body weight. Plus, we have a one-rep winner, takes all max deadlift. So any of your fellows over there that want to come over and take home an easy $500 and got a solid deadlift, send them over to us, and we'll put them on the ring. And straps are allowed, which is a good thing. No suits, none of that stuff.
Straps and hitching?
Straps and hitching. As long as you get it to stand tall, that's all that matters. Poundstone did it with 850 about 2 months ago. So And on the female side, we have two returning female champions, Amanda Barbell Harris, Barbell Barbie Harris, sorry, who won our Chicago event last year at the Jack Gym. Great people out there. And then we have our last winner at Bros versus Pros out of Derek Poundstone's gym out in Hartford, technically in Waterbury, was our winner, Rebecca Pop, who's coming down, I believe, from the Portland area, and nice. Talked with her 2 days ago, and she's going to come down. So I have two returning champions coming out, and we're working on, I've got another champion tonight be coming out as two, and she's a IFBB pro. I won't let the cat out of the bag quite yet, but we're working on getting her out there as well. So, Mike, I will see you Thursday, the day this show airs. I will see you Thursday, correct?
That is correct. And one little tidbit of information, a little piece of advice from Mikey J to you. Anybody that's staying in the Orleans, make sure you get to the pool early on Sunday, because that's when all the fitness chicks do their photo shoots. Right there at the Orleans pool, I'll be there with a pair of sunglasses and a couple of Bloody Marys. It's going to be a fantastic time.
I'll see if I can get Sally to let me go. I will plan on joining you there. That'll be fantastic. Hey, thanks, Mike.
I thought we were doing photo shoots down there, too.
Well, yeah, but ours are just a little different. They're making us put our clothes back on versus the girls who won't have their clothes on. So, please.
I've already packed my thong.
I don't want to know anything about your packing and your thong. Let's keep that at home. I don't need to know anything else about it. Hey, thanks to our guest, ASC President Ms. Dion Wessel, Arc Muscle Dave Palumbo, and our own Jeff the Producer, Sally Ann Taylor, our graphics guru, Scott Hohag, Optum Stacks Nutrition, Rick Mueller, House of Pain, of course, my good friend Mike Johnston. We will see you all next week with either the winner of the World's Strongest Man or America's Strongest Man. I'm not sure who we're going to have yet. We'll know later in the week. Until then, everybody, good night.
This has been the RX Power Hour. Check us out on rxmuscle.com and join in on the discussions.